Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
The Lord answers, it says, the one that show compassion and mercy. That's the one. Loving your neighbors requires showing mercy. Love is more than words. Love is what? More than words. Let me tell you what love is. Love notices pain. Write that down so you will never forget it. What is love? Love notices pain. When someone is in pain and you have love, it draws you. You know that person is hurting. What is love? Love respond to suffering. Love notices pain. Love respond to suffering. Many people are wounded today. We can put on a face, but people all around us are wounded. Sometimes we put the show on, but we're hurting bad. There's so many wounded people all around us. And let me tell you how. They're wounded emotionally. They're wounded financially. They're wounded spiritually. They're wounded in their families. They're wounded by disappointment. I just give you the list. Sometimes we think wounded people is the one that the car hit. That man is wounded. But the one that we just passed is also wounded emotionally. Emotional wound. The one we just passed is wounded financially. The one that we just passed is wounded spiritually. The one that we just passed is hurting because of their family issues. The one that we just passed is wounded because they are disappointed. Big disappointment. God is looking for believers who will stop and help instead of walking by. God is looking for a church that will stop and help the wounded rather than walking by. We are called to show mercy. Living Word, we are called to show mercy. We are called to show compassion. We are called to see people the way God sees people. We are called to look at people the way God looks at people. We are called not to look at people from their race. We are called not to look at people because of their political persuasion. We are called not to look at people because it's not a part of my culture. We are called to love people because they are people. We live in such divided society. Divided. We divide by race. We divide by background. We divide by status. My education separate me from you. Oh, you don't have a degree. You didn't go to college. Huh? Living Word going to be Living Word. That's who we are. We're proud to tell you we are Living Word. We follow the Word of God. We practice it. Real people. Real. We are real people. And real people love people. And they love them in spite of. You got to love your kids in spite of, right? Think about that. You got to love your kid in spite of. You know, in spite of, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But you still got to love your kid. Still got to love your kid. No matter what they do, you still got to love them. No matter what they say, you still got to love them. We got to love our family. Sometimes it takes everything in us to love, because we're real people. It takes everything. God help me here. Sometimes we can become sick and tired. But yet, we got to take a step back and still come forward. You ever gone through something and then you really go through it, and you tell your friend that what you're going through, and then you say, man, I'm done. And then the next time your friend see you, he say, man, I thought you did done. You say, yeah, I did done yesterday. That was yesterday, but today is a new day. Come on, church. Woo! Today is a new day. Today is not yesterday. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is bigger than our preference. Write that down. The kingdom of God is bigger than our preference. Jesus Christ loved the tax collectors, the fishermen, the sinners, the children, the poor, the outsiders. As I look at the list of people Jesus loved, look at where Jesus loved. Go study the Bible. He loved everybody. To the tax collector, the sinners, the poor, the beggars. Jesus is there. You want to look for Jesus? Go find those people. Jesus is right there. Yeah. You want to know where Jesus is? Go find some sinners. That's where Jesus is. When I study my Bible, wherever Jesus is where suffering is. And we think Jesus only hung out with the pure. Oh, I got to get this place so pure, because if it's not Jesus coming in, the devil just fool you. When we feel that way, we push Jesus out. We're too good. So we push Jesus aside. Say, Jesus, you don't need to come in here. Because we got it. Love your neighbor requires action. Love people requires action. That's why we don't want to love. Because it pay a price. You can't love without action. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Love is not cheap. Word is cheap. But word is cheap. But love is not cheap. Love carries action. Love is costly. The Good Samaritan, when he stopped, it cost him in Luke chapter 10. Because what I see, he stopped. He lifted a man. He treated his wound. He carried him. He's paid for his care. It costs him. So when you want to see real love costs. Real love costs. Real love costs. You got to give up something. You can't love truly without it costs you. James tells us in James chapter 2, verse 17, if it does not have work, it is dead. We like to speak word of faith because it's easy. That's why we love that song, Won't Jesus Do It? We do it, Jesus do it. Don't we love to do that? Oh, man, it's so easy to sit back and say, do it, Jesus, do it. Do it, Lord. And there's no effort on our part. All of it is in Jesus. But I notice when Jesus say, you go, do it. Notice, Jesus didn't say, I will do it, so just sit back. He says, go. Every time I look at Jesus, he says, go do it. And I will be with you. You get this? You go do it, and I'm backing you. That's what I was mean. And I will be with you. You got a good friend, and you know your friend is going to come true. And he says, no, you go do it, and I got your back. So he says, oh, you're going to do this task? And he says, if I run into trouble, I know my friend got my back. If I run into trouble, I know my friend got my back, because he tells me to go do it. And you know his word is good. And Jesus got our back when he said, go do something. And lo, I am with you always. Jesus said, go do it. Don't take no purse with you. Just go. Go do it. Don't worry about your bank book. Just go. And they went. And they were taken care of. When they come back, they were so excited. Watch this. When they came back, they were excited. They said, Jesus, we saw demons tremble. We saw all of these great miracles. Jesus didn't go there. He says, did you lack anything? And he says, no, master, lack not one thing. Nothing. When Jesus said to do something, he back you up. We should not sit back, wait for him to do it. We should go out there and do it. Watch this here this morning. Be careful. God often send divine opportunity disguised as interruption. Yeah, that's right there. And that's what get us all the time. That's what get us all the time. Let me say it again. God often send divine opportunity disguised as an interruption. And we miss it because I think that this thing just come to mess up my day. I think this thing just come to mess my day up. And we miss that. Aha, that was God right there. Let us be careful. I love this. God often send divine opportunity disguised as interruption. So it's my neighbor. Might be that struggling co-worker that I am going to go see tomorrow when I go to work. Who is my neighbor? May that struggling co-worker that I'm going to see tomorrow. Who is my neighbor? It may be that lonely widow that I'm going to pass when I leave church. Who is my neighbor? It might be that troubled teenager that I'm going to drive down my street and notice. Who is my neighbor? Maybe that sick church member that is alone. Who is my neighbor? Might be that stranger. Who is my neighbor? May even be my enemy. It's my neighbor. It's my neighbor. God often sent divine opportunity disguised by interruption. Let us not be fooled. Lastly, this morning, love reflects the character of God. Love reflects everything about God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. But who he is, God is love. When believers love one another, the world sees Christ. When believers love one another, the hearts are healed. When believers love, the community change.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.